warm welcome to all our listeners. This is a podcast about the Learning with AI project. It's an open press book that we developed at the University of Leeds. My name is Christine Ranzi. I'm from the School of Education, and I have been part of the staff support team together with Tom Fries from the Knowledge Equity Network, Damien MacDonald from Digital Education Service, Kirsten McDermott from our library, and Richard de Blackier-Klaxon from Organization Development and Professional Learning. I'm delighted that we have that opportunity to discuss the project with our wonderful student editors today, and I will ask them to introduce themselves first. Well, let's go to Amani.
Hi everyone, my name is Amani, so I'm a third year environmental science student at the University of Leeds, and for the Learning AI project, I was one of the student editors.
Thank you so much. And Olivia?
Hi, I'm Olivia. I'm a recent graduate from the University of Leeds with a Master's in Terrorism and Insurgency. I was a DES ambassador, and I've been working on the Learning with AI project as a student editor.
Thank you so much, and we are grateful for joining the project. Before we start talking a little bit about the project itself, Olivia, you mentioned that you are a DES ambassador, and I think, Amani, you are one as well. So could you maybe briefly explain what this role involves?
So with the ambassador, I think there's like a range of things, so we can choose a range of different projects that we'd like to work on. Some things is like we assist with the university's like digital, like online learning sessions. So sometimes, I don't know how to explain, Olivia, if you want to chime in on this, like the multi-mode.
Is this the multi-mode?
Yeah.
It's assisting with hybrid lessons that are carried out in specifically retrofitted classrooms around the university for hybrid learning. So it's kind of assisting with the microphones, the cameras, so students at home get as good of an experience as students in the classroom.
Yeah. How have you found that work?
I found it good. I found it really interesting because you get to sit in to like a lot of different lectures from a lot of different courses. I think most of the time for me, I've had to sit in like midwifery courses, and I've sat there and I've learned a lot. So it's been definitely really interesting.
That's lovely to hear. How about you, Olivia?
Yeah, I love the midwifery lectures and the lectures. They're so interesting and they're so lovely. I think it's really interesting to see how different courses run and how different classes run, because my degree has nothing to do with science or anything like that. I think it's interesting to see the kind of, I don't know, the less literary courses and how they run and how they're taught. I think that's really cool.
That's wonderful. I'm so pleased that you have found that experience useful, and you have learned something also and made connections to other disciplines and professional areas also. That's wonderful. Let's go to our book maybe now. And you decided to step forward and make yourself available to participate in the project as student editors. What attracted you to the project, Amani?
I think with me, like I had a little bit of experience with AI in the past. For our coursework and things like that, we'd had a few things where we got to use AI, and for me as well, I was in the past I had a UX design diploma, well I still do, and in that we had a few projects where we were allowed to use AI, and we were kind of developing our work alongside AI and things like that. And I just thought this project is really interesting, not for me just to enhance my knowledge on AI, but I think as well to learn if there's any new ways that I could use it in my work and in my like whether that's UX or like my university work within the guidelines that we're allowed to.
Well, that's wonderful to hear that you used it also as an opportunity for you to learn and further develop your practice, perhaps learning with AI. That's amazing. Thank you so much. How about you, Olivia?
I thought it was a really interesting concept of kind of having this resource be open for everyone. I thought that was really interesting, kind of making it a learning resource that everyone could benefit from wherever they are in the world. From a more personal aspect as well, I'm a teacher, and so understanding students more, and then how students use AI or other digital tools in their education is always a huge bonus for any teacher to kind of improve how they teach. So that was one of the things that kind of really personally drew me to the project.
That's amazing, Olivia, and I'm pleased that it gave you the opportunity, you know, to enrich your repertoire potentially as a teacher as well, so that engagement. You mentioned open there for openly sharing. Were you familiar with open education resources before the project? Have you used any? Can you share some experiences maybe?
I think I'd heard of open education. I think I knew of it as a concept or as an idea, but I don't think I'd directly come in contact with it before.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So did that project help you in some way to become more familiar with that area of work and how that could be useful for learning and teaching?
Yeah, definitely. It helped me kind of understand how it works a bit better. I thought that was really cool.
Excellent. So you were both editors. Have you done any editorial work before? Was this the first time? How did that feel?
For me, it was my first time. I hadn't had any prior experience to it. It was really, really interesting, though. I liked giving my input on things.
Thank you. How about you, Olivia?
Yeah, kind of the same as Amani. I didn't really have any experience other, of course, than editing my own work for essays and things. But yeah, it was a really cool opportunity to kind of, yeah, learn new skills, see how other people write as well, see how people structure things. It's always interesting to see other people's writing.
And great. And you mentioned that Amani, to develop skills. Is there anything in particular you feel more confident, competent about now after being involved in the project? Something specific you developed?
I think I gained more like confidence in myself and decisions to make, because we were fairly autonomous and independent. So a lot of decisions were left up to us, which I think was quite good for boosting kind of that kind of competence. And I think I definitely developed better kind of professional speaking skills through all the speaking opportunities that we had at kind of online talks and things. I think that was really beneficial. Obviously, as someone going into the workforce, that really helps.
That's really good to hear, because that is important. You know, often we do speak with people we don't know, and being able to articulate a response and having the confidence to speak with other people. I'm very pleased to hear that, and I'm sure the rest of the team would be very happy with that as well, that it helped you in that way. How about you, Amani?
Yeah, I feel like quite similar, like definitely confidence boosting, especially within, like, I think my ability to like proofread things and just being able to be like, right, I'm going to trust my judgment. I think that this is the right decision. Definitely with that. And I think as well, it's helped me a lot academically, like reading my own essays and reading my own research and things like that, and being able to evaluate what is the right wording and what is not the right wording, what I'm trying to communicate across. Like, it's definitely been really helpful for that and helped me just develop my own essay writing and writing in general quite a lot.
That's amazing to hear, because what both of you said is like, it helped you develop your judgment, you know, and make decisions in a more informed way. I think these are the foundations for critical thinking. So you are developing, or have further developed, if you like, your own critical thinking. And that's really, really good to hear that the project had such an impact on you. Is there anything you liked in particular about being part of this? Because I can hear that you learned and developed further yourself as a practitioner, as an academic, as a learner also. Is there something you really enjoyed?
I would say I really enjoyed working with a sort of a professional team and kind of having the support from kind of all different angles, always there being always someone that you can go to with a question. I think that was great to also make the most of the opportunity and kind of make the most of getting to know people and speaking and writing in different ways. I really enjoyed that, having that sort of network for the project.
That's great to hear. That the team behind you, and that was, you know, all the people we mentioned earlier, were there to support you and that you felt supported. Had you worked with staff before at the university on perhaps other projects?
I did an internship with the School of Media for the project of Media Futures last summer, I believe. And that was sort of a similar experience. I just think university staff are all really lovely. And, you know, both projects, I've had a really great network, really good support, really great kind of relationships with the people that I work with. So both times have been very enjoyable.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that other experience as well. Let's ask Amani what she enjoyed the most.
I think as well, quite similar. Like, I really enjoyed meeting like the staff and just understanding like what everyone's different role at the university is and how their role like kind of comes into creating an open book resource and what they do to make that happen. I think the main thing was just seeing what it takes to create like an open book resource, because before this I had no idea. I was like, it'd be really interesting to just see how this works, and seeing like the process of like developing like all the different stages, and that was definitely like interesting for sure, just to see how it actually worked.
And how did you find that whole process? I mean, you said that this is a new experience, and going through the process yourself with the support and working with Olivia also very closely, and I would like to unpack that collaboration as well a bit later, but how did you find the whole process of putting a book together? Do you think that's something very simple, easy peasy, or is there more work that goes into it than you anticipated?
Yeah, I think some things were quite like simple, maybe just like things from our sides, for example, is like drafting an intro and things like that, and doing the proofreading. I think the things in themselves were quite easy, but I think it was like maybe finding the framework to like proofread against, if that makes sense. So like when we were creating the framework of what a submission should include and kind of the guidelines of what that should include, that the kind of decision making was a bit more difficult, I think, maybe because I didn't really have like much experience, but Olivia was really helpful with that. She was like, oh, like maybe this would be useful, maybe we should go with this, and it was helpful. I think the teamwork kind of made it a bit of an easier aspect, I think, with that sort of decision making.
Thank you. So you developed that analytical thinking, but also valued that you work together. It wasn't just one student working on the project, so you could reach out to each other, bounce ideas off each other, and support each other. So I would like us maybe very briefly to look at that relationship as well, because before the project, had you worked together before? You are both DES ambassadors, but have you worked on a joint project like this before?
Not directly, like we'd been in similar projects together, but we hadn't actually like worked together, if that makes sense.
So how did that collaboration go? Should we ask Olivia? Because you started already saying a few things, Amani. How did that work from your side, Olivia? You were postgraduate students working with an undergraduate student.
I think it was really good. I really liked having kind of the, obviously, someone to bounce ideas off. I really liked the kind of the support, and I don't know if comfort's the right word, but there were a few moments where, you know, something would happen and I wasn't sure if I was supposed to know something, and I would text Amani and I'd be like, am I supposed to know this? She'd be like, I don't know either, so it's okay, because if we don't know it, then we're in it together. And I think that's really nice, kind of having that sort of other person who also doesn't have a bunch of experience with kind of the professional side of like the academic institution, and being able to kind of support each other through the process.
Thank you. That's lovely to hear. Amani, is there anything else you want to add about that collaboration with Olivia?
I think as well, definitely quite similar, like when we wouldn't understand something, kind of coming to each other for support and trying to figure it out together as well. But yeah, I think again, it was just really nice to have someone who was in the same role as I was, and both of us kind of watching us learn together at the same time about how this process works. And I think it was really, really just valuable.
So far, we have heard only positives. I'm also wondering about, were there any challenges where you felt, oh no, what do I do with this? And what happened? Was there any crisis situation? Anything perhaps that didn't work for you? Anything you would like to share that would be useful for those listening and perhaps future students who would like to be involved? Olivia?
I don't know if this is really a crisis, but it was more just sort of, I often found it difficult to really get started. And I think that's because we were given fairly free rein, especially in the beginning, with kind of how editing should look, and then with kind of putting the submissions into the actual press book. And so I think I'm someone who's used to a lot of rigidity in my rules, in kind of how I've experienced working and learning throughout my life. And so I found kind of just having the freedom quite like, oh, this is very different. I mean, it's good, and it helped me boost my confidence once I got started. But the very beginning, it was sort of a, oh, okay, cool, I can kind of do it how I like. That was fun later on, but a bit kind of, I guess, a bit difficult at the beginning.
So did you feel, that's really fascinating to hear, because in teaching, you know, we say, oh, yes, give your students freedom, but sometimes it may be too much freedom. So is your suggestion maybe that having a scaffold, a framework in place to help you get started, especially at the beginning?
Yeah, maybe just like a couple of guidelines on like a document or something of like, advice on how to proceed, not mm-hmm. necessarily rules, but more maybe directions or like, I don't know, nudging or suggestions.
Okay, that's really helpful for the project, I think, going forward, and for others who are designing similar initiatives where students work with staff as well. Thank you so much. Amani, how about you? Any challenges?
For me, challenges wise, I think it's quite similar. I think having just kind of believing in yourself and just being making a decision and being able to think I think I have like quite valid input for this, and thinking I'm just going to go with it. I think that was quite hard sometimes, because again, like with the lack of experience that I think I had personally, I was kind of just seeing how I go along and taking advice from yourself, Chrissy, and everyone else. But I think it was definitely like as Olivia said as well, it definitely built up the confidence in the end. But I think the process of getting there, sometimes it was a bit, you had to just reflect a bit, and it was a bit difficult sometimes. But I wouldn't say there were any like crisis situations or anything like that. I think everything went pretty smoothly.
Excellent. That's really good to hear. So it's more about having the courage perhaps, or the confidence to step out of your comfort zone. Is this what I'm hearing?
Yeah, sure. And
doing things and not being afraid.
Yeah, just kind of trusting your own judgment and thinking, I'm here for a reason. If I can make a decision and not have to kind of get like the okay from anyone else, and that they just knowing that this is going to go in like a press book and an open resource, and it's your decision. I think it was a bit like pressure sometimes, but it was a really, like, in the end, it was a valuable thing to kind of learn.
Good. So I can hear that you have both gained a lot of confidence, it seems, from the project. How has this been useful in your studies and perhaps the direction you are taking in your life? Has this influenced you? Is this influencing or starting to influence you in some way, Olivia? You're now a graduate.
Yeah. Oh, God. I think it really helped with my academic submissions, because everyone always says to improve your writing, you need to just read all the time. And I think because we were reading different submissions from different students at different levels, that helped me reflect on my own writing and my own way of structuring things. And then in terms of the work carried out, I think the skills are very transferable to sort of the graduate area. So being able to take initiatives and working so well within the team and public speaking, that sort of thing, I think they've already helped me with kind of confidence now that I'm in sort of the job application phase.
Excellent. And we wish you, all the team wish you every success, you know, in that search. And I'm sure you will find something that where your skills, you know, and competencies are recognized, and you find fulfillment as well. And obviously the same for you, Amani, as well. But you still have 1 year ahead, isn't it? This is now your final year. So what are you taking into that final year from the project?
I think the essay and the proofreading aspect of it has been key for just like academically just growing, So I think definitely that sort of aspect for sure.
Good. That's lovely to hear. Now, our book is an open book, but we have labeled it also an open living book, and submissions are still open, and we will be working. Well, we hope we will be able to work with further students going forward as editors to further enrich the collection. What would you say to students, to other students who may be interested to join as editors? What advice would you give?
Being confident in yourself again, like we've just been talking about, and knowing that you can make a decision and that you're completely capable and it'll be fine. I think definitely that, and maybe as well that just like letting them know afterwards like what a valuable experience it is for them academically, that if you're someone who has a course that is has a lot of essays and a lot of proofreading, it really will help develop your own skills, not just for your work, but then also in the professional career, like in the future, getting used to how working in a team and editing something and collaborating with other people, it's just going to be really valuable for professional experience in the future as well.
That's really good to hear. And I hope students who may be listening to the podcast will find that insightful and step forward to take on this role, perhaps. Thank you, Olivia.
Similar to Amani, just sort of make the most of the experience, kind of really make the most of all the opportunities that are given. It's not something that I think every student gets to do, kind of speaking at, well, I guess, events, speaking kind of to people, being able to have this sort of project that you can list as a project that you've worked on. It's not something that everyone gets, and it's something that can really boost, kind of, as Amani said, your academic life, but also your CV if you're going into kind of the work sector. So yeah, just really kind of make the most of everything that the experience has to offer overall.
That's really rich advice from both of you, looking at very different angles, I think, but highlighting the usefulness for personal and professional development, which is really, really amazing. I want to ask you one final question, perhaps, Olivia, around what you just said. So, Olivia, you said that not everyone gets this opportunity, and that's very true. But is there something that we as educators can do to maybe seed such opportunities, maybe not the same, but similar opportunities within the curriculum, within modules and programs that we offer?
I think inviting students into more, I don't know the right word for this, I guess like more developed or more like detailed initiatives. So my example, when I started my master's course, my course leader had fought to include master's students into a series of talks throughout the year that are usually only for academics and PhD students. And that was really beneficial because it wasn't something that usually master students would get to attend, but the talks were really in depth. They were really analytical. They helped fuel research. They helped fuel kind of thinking about job opportunities. So I think maybe things like that, thinking about opportunities that are maybe offered to students of a higher level, and then thinking about maybe how to adapt that to students of lower level so that everyone gets more of a chance to kind of develop their skills and develop their learning.
What you're describing there to me sounds like almost like vertical teaching or vertical learning, where you bring different levels, academic levels, you know, in study terms, program terms, together to learn with and from each other. Is this what you're suggesting?
Yeah, basically. I think we all have a lot that we can learn from each other, and I think it can be beneficial for all levels to interact with different people.
Thank you. And you, we did that, isn't it? You worked with Amani and undergraduate students, and you still found that opportunity really enriching. How does this work from your side, Amani?
I think we have some similar things, maybe. So with student representatives, it's not obviously like an open book resource, but they're allowed to do great resources like newsletters and things like that. And I think maybe that should branch out more. I'm not sure if it's for all courses, but I know it's for my course. But having the opportunity to create resources maybe for people on your course as a starting point, they could expand more on that with maybe expanding from newsletters and things like that, maybe resources that can help students like develop their learning. I'm not sure in what way that could be. Maybe that could be something developed further in the future, but definitely in some way a resource to kind of help students academically, but it can also be an open resource for students on their course.
That's a really lovely end, I think, to the conversation, celebrating openness and recognizing the value of open education resources to contribute so that what we create, isn't it, what you create as students is meaningful and useful potentially also to others. In a similar way, we have worked on this open book, and we are grateful to both of you, Amani and Olivia, for all the work you put into it, for sharing your insights here today in this podcast, for working with us over a number of months and bringing this exciting project to fruition. As you know, the book has been published. It is available, and anybody can access it. But we are also looking for further students to enrich the collection with their editorial going forward. So we hope that others will step forward and take on this opportunity. So a big, big thank you to both of you. Very well done. And myself and the whole team wish you every success. Amani, in the remainder of your academic journey here with us at the University of Leeds, and Olivia, very well done on getting your master's qualification, and all the very best for your future. We hope that you will stay in touch with us, and we will be following your journey with great interest. I would also like to thank all colleagues who have been part of the project, and Tom, who is producing this podcast. Thank you so much. Bye bye.